Yes, good morning. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining us for our study of the Bible. Here we study the Bible and aim to study the entire Bible from the book of Genesis to Revelation. And by God's grace, we believe He will reveal His word to us. If you've not listened to podcasts we've done straight from the book of Genesis, you can find it. Find all of them on our app, Bible In-Depth Network, that is on Play Store, or on all podcast channels, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, whichever podcast, Podbean, and you'll access all the studies that we've had. I believe the Lord shall reveal His word to you, and as you study, He will let you see the things that you've been seeking for. There's no limitation to revelation. God reveals His word to whoever shows the need. If you show the need, if you want God to reveal His word to you, indeed, He will come out and reveal it to you. Today I want us to continue with our book of Psalms, and we handle chapter 33. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous ones. Praise is becoming and appropriate for those who are upright in heart, those with moral integrity and godly character. Now, what a statement. That praise is appropriate for those who are upright. When you're upright, when you're living a life pleasing to the Lord, your praise makes meaning, makes sense, because with your obedience, you honor the Lord. When you praise Him, there's a pure heart. Yeah? So, the psalmist here is saying, praise is becoming. Praise is appropriate. Praise is relevant. Praise makes sense when it is done by those who are upright in heart, those who treasure their moral integrity, those who have a godly character, something we need to long for as believers. You know, it's possible to say that you're a believer, yet you're not having a godly character. We know that. Yeah? Yet you're not having that moral integrity that is demanded of you. So, he's saying when you praise with a godly character, when you praise with moral integrity, when you praise when your life is upright, then that praise is appropriate to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord with a lyre. Sing praises to Him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with a loud and joyful sound. Yeah. Now this goes down to music, yeah. We worship the Lord, we praise the Lord in music. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. I don't know how many times we've read that, but it's a reminder to us that the Lord loves righteousness. The Lord loves justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. We saw that in Genesis. And all their host by the breath of His mouth, all the galaxies, the stars, the moon, the sun. He gathers the waters of the sea together as in wineskin. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear and worship the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He makes the thoughts and plans of people ineffective. You cannot plot against God. That is total confusion. You cannot plot against God. Yeah, you cannot make plans to bring Him down. And those who tried and the Tower of Babel, you know what happened to them. You cannot reach God trying to alter His plans. Yeah, He makes the thoughts and plans of people ineffective. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts and plans of His heart through all generations. Blessed. Now when they say you're blessed, they mean you're prosperous. And you know, sometimes we consider prosperity only financially, but there are lots of things you can be prosperous in. You can be prosperous in health. You can be prosperous in your work. Yeah, you can be prosperous in wealth. You can be prosperous in relations with others, yeah? And thus you're called blessed, you're fortunate, you're favored by God. Yeah, so He says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. It's important as a nation to acknowledge who your God is. if a nation comes out and acknowledges through the leadership, yeah, through governments, and they speak of the Lord Almighty, then you're safe. But if they never speak of him, then that's a trick for you. Yeah, the people who he has chosen as his own inheritance, the Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the sons of man. From his dwelling place, he looks closely upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all, who considers and understands what they do. The king is not saved by great size of his army. A warrior is not rescued by his great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory. Nor does it deliver anyone by its strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, on those who hope in his compassion and loving kindness to rescue their lives from death and to keep them alive in famine. In times of trouble, God keeps those that are his. God preserves those that are his. In times when things are messed up, God comes out for those that are his. We wait for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. For in him our heart rejoices because we trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion as we have hoped in you. Now that's interesting. Because saying, let your loving kindness be upon us in proportion. The proportion in which you have hoped in the Lord is the response that you get from him. Chapter 34, I'll bless the Lord at all times. David is speaking about this case in this psalm when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him out and he went away. And it says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Yeah? You boast in the Lord. You don't boast in your wealth. You don't boast in the riches you have. You don't boast in your wisdom. You don't boast in the knowledge you have or how much you've achieved. You boast in the Lord. The humble and the downtrodden will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us lift his name together. I sought the Lord. And what did he do? And he answered me. When you seek the Lord, he answers. Friends, sometimes when you're seeking for something, you might find it today or not. But when you seek for it, and if you're diligent and you keep seeking for it, you will find it. If you seek wisdom, you'll find it. If you seek the Lord, you will find him. He will answer. And he delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and are radiant. Their faces will never blush in shame or confusion. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Amazing. There is an angel that encamps, surrounds those who fear the Lord. Sent specifically for you as a servant of God. Sent specifically for you as an obedient person, as a righteous man of God, a righteous woman of God. Sent to surround you for protection. Yeah? And he rescues them. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For to those who fear him, there is no want. You shall not want. The young lions lack food and grow hungry. But they who seek the Lord will not lack anything good. That's a promise to us. We shall not lack if we seek the Lord. Come, you children, listen to me. I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Do good. Stay away from evil. That's what he's speaking about here. If you want to see good days, if you want to see many days, stay away from evil. Let your mouth speak the right things. And he says, seek peace and pursue it. If you're seeking peace, sometimes you don't find it, but pursue it. You know, the people we live with, and for them, their intention is always bringing us down and causing havoc, yeah, and causing confusion, causing quarrels, causing conflict all the time. But seek peace and pursue it. Don't let that get to you. Pursue peace. Pursue it. Even those that hurt you, you pursue peace. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. When you do evil, the face of the Lord is against you, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress and troubles. The Lord is near to the broken-hearted. Has your heart been broken? God is near. What has broken your heart? What has caused you to feel left alone, that you cry in the night? Your heart has been broken. Listen, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Yeah, contrite in heart, truly sorry for their sin. My hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, but the Lord rescues him from them all. God rescues you from all trouble, from all hardship, from all perplexing circumstances. All of it, God rescues you from all the brokenness of heart. He rescues you. He keeps all his bonds. Not one of them is broken. Even evil will cause the death of his wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be held guilty and will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Our refuge is in the Lord. Our refuge is in the Lord. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. 35. Now that's an interesting one. That people who try to contend with you, let the Lord contend with them. Fight against those who fight against me. Those that are rising to fight against you, the battle is not yours, the battle is the Lord. You leave it to the Lord, and he will fight it for you. Take hold of the shield and the buckler, and stand for my help. Draw also the spear and the javelin to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those be turned back in defeat who humiliated you. Let those be turned back in defeat and humiliated who plot evil against me. Let them be blown away like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them on. Is that angel of the Lord around you that is supposed to protect you? Activate your life and see them, and trust in the Lord as he fights for you with them, driving away the pain, driving away the attacks from the enemy. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing and harassing them. For without cause they hid their net for me. Without cause they dug a pit of destruction for my life. Let destruction come upon my enemy by surprise. Let the net he hid for me catch him. Into that very destruction let him fall. Then my soul shall rejoice in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? Who rescues the afflicted from him who is strong for him, and the afflicted and the needy from him who robs him. Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I do not know. They repay me evil for good, to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth, mourning garment. I humbled my soul with fasting, and I prayed with my head bowed to my chest. I behaved as if grieving for my friend or my brother, bowed down in mourning as one who sorrows for his mother, that in my stumbling they rejoice and gather together. There are those people you work, you help, you get out of your zone of comfort and reach out to them. You're compassionate, but when your turn comes, they laugh at you. These are the ones he's talking about here. The slanderers, whom I do not know, gathered against me. They slandered and revealed me without ceasing, like godless jesters at a feast. They gnashed at me with their teeth in malice. Lord, how long will you look on? How long are you going to look on without action for these people? Rescue my life from their destructions. My only life from the young lions. I'll give thanks to you in the great congregation. I'll praise you among the mighty people. Do not let those who are wrongfully my enemies rejoice over me. Nor let those who hate me without cause wink their eye, for they do not speak peace. They devise deceitful words. Now, when they say deceitful words, those are lies, half truths. You know, sometimes you speak the truth in half. That makes it deceitful. You need to be truthful at all times, saying, those who devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land, they open their mouths wide against me. They say, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. You have seen this, O Lord, do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Wake yourself up and arise to my right. And to my cause, my God and my Lord, judge me, O Lord, according to your righteous and judgment. Do not let them rejoice over me. Do not let them say in their heart, aha, that is what we wanted. Do not let them say, we have swallowed him up and destroyed him. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who rejoice at my distress. Let those be clothed with shame and dishonor, who magnify themselves over me. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication and who want what is right of me. Let them say, let the Lord be magnified, who delights and takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall declare your righteousness and your praise all day long. This man is saying, God, fight my battles. We don't fight battles on our own. He's saying, Lord, fight my battles. Help me overcome. Help me win. Help me, Lord. People are against me. People have set themselves against me and they are ready for my destruction. But Lord, I know that you will not let me down. You will not let me down. That is a prayer we have, that the Lord fights the battles that we face, fights the enemy on our behalf, that he helps us overcome. Even if it is in the workplaces, even if it is your ministry, wherever it is, those that rise up to bring you down, you let the Lord take over. Chapter 36, transgression speaks to the wicked within his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. They do not fear the Lord, for he flatters and deceives himself in his own eyes, thinking that his sinfulness will not be discovered and hated by God. The words of his mouth are wicked and deceitful. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He plans wrongdoing on his bed. Some people just go back home in the evening, lie on their beds, and they plot evil. They plot, how are we going to bring down so-and-so? How are we going to destroy this one's life? Imagine, that is the wickedness that he's talking about here. People sit down, plot, even some sit in meetings, plot wrong, plot to hurt. He sets himself on a path that is not good. He does not reject nor despise evil. Your loving kindness and graciousness, O Lord, extends to the skies. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like mountains of gold. Your judgments are like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you allow them to drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life, that fountain of life-giving water. In your light we see light. To all, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Do not let the foot of the proud person overtake me, and do not let the hand of the wicked drive me away. There those who are perverse and do evil have fallen. They have been thrust down and cannot rise. The Lord is the light. He's the fountain of life. We drink from his river of life. And the promise to us for a righteous life is good. You know, you read the Bible, and you find that promises for the righteous people are good and are many. And before we say that we cannot have them, we need to live the righteous life and see if we will not have them. Sometimes we walk righteously for a week and we expect results and we complain when we don't see it and say, I thought if I live a righteous life, then I'll be well. It's not just a week's endeavor. It is something you do for your lifetime, and you shall indeed be blessed. Psalm 37. Do not worry because of evildoers. nor be envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Now, they have not said that they will not prosper. They will prosper. Evildoers prosper. Wicked people prosper. And we look at them sometimes and say, how come this man does not worship God? But they are wealthy. They're having a good life. Everything looks perfect for them. They seem blessed. They do prosper. But there's one thing that we need to know about them, that they wither quickly. And they fade quickly. Their wealth does not last for generations. It fades away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him also, and he will do it. He will make your righteousness like the light, and your judgment the noonday. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and entrust yourself to him. Do not fret. Now, when they say fret, they are meaning do not whine. Do not agonize. Because of a person who prospers in his way, because of a man who carries out wicked schemes, cease from anger and abandon wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. Do not be there thinking about people who are making wealth when they don't follow God and saying, for me who follows God, I minister, I do what, I'm not progressing in life. That will just cause you to sin. Do not look into their lives and start to whining about their success. They have fades off. Yeah? And he says in verse 9, for those who do evil will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the land. For yet a little while, and the wicked one will be gone forever. Though you look carefully where he used to be, he will not be found. In that building you used to find him, he will not be found. In that mansion you used to find him, he will not be found. But the humble will at last inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity and peace. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. They plot to take the people's land. They plot to do all those things. The Lord laughs at the wicked one. Yeah, for he sees that his day is coming. That day of defeat. That day when he's going to fade. It is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow to cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slaughter those who are upright in conduct. The sword will enter his own heart, and their bow will not be broken. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. The riches. Now, when they say better is the little of the righteous, even if you have little, it is better than to have a lot of riches that are in godlessness, that are in wickedness. That's a statement. That's what it means. Better you have that little than have a lot that is evil. Yeah. The reason is this: for the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds and sustains the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless. He knows the days of the blameless. He knows even the days that you will prosper. He knows them. And their inheritance will continue forever. They will not be ashamed of the time of evil. And in the days of famine, they will have plenty and satisfied. But the wicked will perish. And the enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of the pastures and like the fat of the lambs. They vanish like smoke. They vanish. The wicked borrows and does not pay back. We know that. The righteous is gracious and kind and gives. For those blessed by God will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be cut off. Of course, since we are told the wicked will be cut off, it is implying that the wicked are the ones that are cursed by the Lord. The steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord. The things you do as a righteous man are directed by the Lord. That voice that tells you to do good is a direction from the Lord. The Holy Spirit speaking within you and telling you, let us do this, is a direction from the Lord. Your steps are directed by the Lord. And he delights in his way, blesses his path. When he falls, he will not be held down, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand and sustains him. I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous abandoned. Yeah? Those that are in the right standing with God are not abandoned. Doesn't matter what you see, but God knows and says, I have not abandoned my people. God stands with them. And he has not seen them, continues pleading for bread. All day long, he's gracious and lends, and his descendants are a blessing. Yeah? Depart from evil and do good, and you will dwell securely in the land forever. For the Lord delights in justice and does not abandon his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and live in it forever. The mouth of the righteous proclaims wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice and truth. The law of the Lord is in his heart, and not one of his steps will slip. The law of the Lord is in your heart. The word of the Lord is in your heart. When it is there, you do not sleep. The wicked lies in wait for the righteous and seeks to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, or let him be condemned when he's judged. Wait for and expect the Lord in his way, and he will exhort you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked, violent man with great power, spreading and flaunting himself like a cedar in his native soil. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was no more. I sought him, he could not be found. Mark the blameless man, and behold the upright. There is a future for a man of peace. As for transgressors, they will be completely destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their refuge and stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. In times of trouble, in times of pain, it has been clear from what we've read that clearly God shall always stand for those who are righteous, but the wicked he will cut off. We'll close with this psalm today, Psalm 38. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor discipline me in your burning anger. O God, you do not want the Lord to rebuke you or discipline you in his anger, because that one is tough. He says in verse 2, for your arrows have sunk into me and penetrate deeply, and your hand has pressed down on me and greatly disciplined me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin, for my iniquities have gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they weigh too much for me. My wounds are loathsome and foul because of my foolishness. I'm bent over and greatly bowed down. I go about mourning all day, for my sides are filled with burning. And there's no health in my flesh. I'm numb and greatly bruised. I groan because of this quiet and mourning of heart. Lord, all my desires before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs violently, and my strength fails me. And as for the light of my eyes, even that has also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my neighbors stand far away, just like they did for Job. And those who seek my life lay snares for me. And those who seek to injure me threaten mischievous things and destruction. They devise treachery all day long, but I, like a deaf man, do not hear. I'm like a mute man who does not open his mouth. Yes, I am like a man who does not hear, in whose mouth are no arguments. For in you, O Lord, I hope you will answer, O my Lord, for I pray. May they not rejoice over me, who, when my foot slips, would boast against me, for I'm ready to fall. My soul is continually before me. For I do confess my guilt and iniquity. I am filled with anxiety because of my sin. And my enemies, vigorous and strong, and those who hate me, without cause, are many. They repay evil for good. They attack and try to kill me because I follow what is good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to me and help me, O Lord, of my salvation. This man acknowledges that he sins, that he's wrong, and he pleads with the Lord to forgive him, and also asks him not to abandon him. That is the character we need to carry within us, that when we're wrong, we confess and ask God to help us, that we are not punished in his anger, because that will be tough for us, but we need to walk with him and live righteous lives. And even when we fail, we need to be able to get up and repent and ask him to forgive us. May we pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. And Lord, help us live lives that are righteous, that please you. And we surrender our lives to you. Help us, even when we're wrong, to come back to you and ask for forgiveness and repent of our lives. We love you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.